Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. When you open a bag of sugar, do you ever wonder how it got there? Well, there's a good chance it comes from South Texas.
Well, Tony, sugarcane has been a part of the Rio Grande Valley's agriculture for over 200 years. The industry did shutter in the area around 1920, and it wasn't until 1970 that the Rio Grande Valley re-entered the sugarcane market. It was revitalized by a group of 100 Texas farmers who formed a co-op to support the industry.
How many sugar mills do we have now?
Well, in the Rio Grande Valley Sugar Growers Co-op built and established the only sugar mill in Texas, and it's in Santa Rosa. The mill is one of the top 10 sugar processors in the country and one of the most innovative, too.
What does that mean in terms of production?
Well, today the mill has an even sweeter story. The 40,000 acres of sugar cane produces about 160,000 tons of raw sugar and also 60 tons of molasses. That sugar is sweet as Texas, Tony. Once it's harvested, the raw sugar is shipped off by barge. It's really an interesting process.
That has to have a really big economic impact in the valley.
Nearly 500 employees generate a payroll of about $12 million in the area. Tony, that's Texas agriculture being put to work and impacting the lives of Texans every day. The sugar industry produces 11% of the total revenues produced by the valley agriculture annually. This is just another great example why Texas agriculture matters.
And it's always interesting the diversity of crops we grow in Texas, especially in the valley.
That's true, Tony.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.